News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Six cancer types are rising faster in younger adults than in those who are older in at least five countries around the world. This is a new study of global cancer incidence, and it plays into existing data in relation to the cancer threat for particular cancers among the young. With us is Professor John Crown, who is oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital Group. And as I understand it, John, the particular cancers that we're looking at are colorectal, cervical, pancreatic, prostate, kidney, and multiple myeloma. Is that right?
Yeah, but there's... Good morning, Anton. There has been an increase in across the board in a few cancer types. There's been a lot of attention focused on the colorectal, the colon cancer one. It's been fairly striking, and it's been going up gradually over the last 30 to 40 years, a few percent per annum increase in the incidence for those who are younger. And of course, the real question is we don't have an exact cause identified for it. The most working hypotheses at the moment are that it could be related to increasing obesity, increasingly, you know, high calorific, high sugar diets, and alcohol. There is no doubt that of the cancers that are on the list, several prominently breast, colon, womb cancer. These are cancers which are more common in wealthier countries where obesity is more common, and you know where calorie intake is higher. I must just say there's a little bit of good news in all of this too. There was some interesting data that came out a few months ago that showed for very young women in the age group where the cervix cancer vaccine was starting to have an effect, we're seeing major decreases in the incidence of cervix cancer. So the increase we're seeing in cervix cancer is occurring in those who were not within the age groups who were offered vaccination. A really important message for this is that, first of all, the incidence of cancer in very young people is still uncommon. This is not a cause for panic. It's a cause for, I think, rational policy. I would address a message also with doctors who may be listening. You should not dismiss the classic symptoms that in a middle-aged or elderly person would make us launch a cancer investigation. You should not dismiss them in someone by virtue of age. And two in particular that I'm thinking of are symptoms related to the bowel. And a big one, of course, is bleeding from the back passage. This is something which in an older person will mandatorily lead to investigations to rule out bowel cancer or its precursor, a thing called polyps, which can easily be cured and which can be stopped in their tracks before they become cancer. And it's the basis for the whole national bowel screening program. And also, I would just make a plea, having seen over the years and a few cases recently, very young women with breast cancer, that we do need to be aware that if a breast lump is suspicious, if a doctor feels that a breast lump would meet criteria for being a suspicious lump, that they should not dismiss it just because the person is under the age of 30 or under the age of 40.
John, thank you very much. That is Professor John Crown, who is oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital Group.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.